Welcome to Fat Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. We're giving straight facts. We're talking about the latest fashion. We're talking about current events. We're talking about beauty and health tips and much more. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. If you are looking to promote your brand, gain exposure, new leads, and an increase in sales, check out Fat Checking 101 Product Placement Promo. For more information, email fatchecking101@gmail.com. And for this week, so I'm excited about all of the products and services that I'm bringing to you all today. I love them, and I know for certain that you'll love them. So let's go ahead and start. For the first one, we have Favorite by 7, created by Bria Graham, which is a fashion clothing line that's catered to all. So if you're looking for something for that very first date with that guy you've been dying to go out with, this is the place. If you are looking for clutches, earrings, and necklaces, this is the place. And let's not forget, all of their products are extremely affordable, which is important, ladies. They have, right in time for the fall and winter, the three-piece velvet suit and a whole lot more. So go over to www.favoritebyvii.com. and see what they have to offer. Again, www.favoritebyvii.com. Next up, we have Amber Williams. If you are looking to discover your path to leadership, Amber Williams is the person. She is known for her outstanding presentations and relatable stories. She is an inspiration to many inspiring speakers, and she is also an author. Her book, Discover Your Path to Leadership, is available on Amazon for only $9.99, right? So for only $9.99, she would help you discover your path to leadership. So why not? Again, Amber Williams' book, Discover Your Path to Leadership, is available on Amazon for only $9.99. Next up, we have Sports Kells Diva Apparel. So their apparel designs, they have two main apparel designs. One is Bold and Badass, which are available in sizes medium to double XL. And then they also have Game Day and Wine, which is also available from sizes medium to double XL. So I love the apparel. I think you love the apparel. You would love the apparel. Excuse me. Every girl needs that cute chick tee. And Sports Kells Diva is the place. So if you're interested, DM Sports Kells Diva, that's SportsKellz Diva, Diva. So DM Sports Kells Diva, your name, address, email address, t-shirt design, size, and how many t-shirts you're ordering. And guess what, guys? The orders are from 7 to 10 days, so you don't have to worry about ordering something and months later it arrives, or you're looking to wear it to a certain event and it doesn't arrive on time. Listen again, orders will be mailed 7 to 10 days. Payments are accepted PayPal to sportskells@gmail.com. Again, that's sportskells@gmail.com. Next up, we have Shelly Lee. If you are looking for someone to help bring your book from start to finish, Shelly's Expressions by Shelly Lee is the place to go. She provides proofreading, book coaching, ebooks, self-publishing, and ghostwriting. And you won't believe this. Her best price tag for ghostwriting is $450. But of course, $225 is the required upfront fee, which is non-refundable. And her next best price tag for self-publishing is $250, which $125 of that is required upfront. And that's also non-refundable. So for more information, visit www.booksbyauthorsshellylee.com. Again, www.booksbyauthorsshellylee.com. And also, she is an amazing Christian inspirational author with two amazing books entitled The Sheldra Series and An Unknown Love Book, God Spoke and I Listened. So again, those two books are The Sheldra Series, An Unknown Love Book, and God Spoke and I Listened. So if you're interested in those two books, which you should be, you should visit www.booksbyauthorsshellylee.com. And for last, we have Tony Buchanan. If you're looking for a bomb bag, you have to shop with Tony. She has great quality bags starting at $150, and might I add that they are all custom-made bags. She's known as the luxury purse designer in New York, so go over to www.shoptonybuchanan.com to place your orders. Men, this is the perfect opportunity to get that bag. Christmas is coming up, Valentine's is coming up, her birthday may be coming up, or, you know, we love just because presents. So why not shop with Tony Buchanan at www.shoptonybuchanan.com to place your orders. Ladies, you don't want to miss this opportunity. These bags are custom and they are starting at $150. So why not, again, go over to www.shoptonybuchanan.com to place your orders. Thank you, Miss Petaway, for interviewing with us at Fact Checking 101 podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad that today is Thursday and it's almost Friday, which means the week is almost over.
Right. Thursdays are good.
I'm doing well. How's your week been so far?
My week has been great. I've gotten a lot accomplished. I'm doing some things in my business that I'm really excited about, achieving some of my goals. So it's always good when you set out with a plan and you start working your plan and you're seeing the results of your plan come to life. So it's been a great week.
I did some scoping on your social media prior to the interview, and I want to congratulate you. I believe it's 4 years. It was hard looking at your pictures, and I'm sitting at work. I said, wow, she's having a ball.
Yes,
your wedding
4 years for wedding. So yes, I was in Jamaica last week, having a fantastic time, enjoying the great weather, celebrating our 4 year wedding anniversary. So yes, thank you. 4 years. And thanks. And we're still having fun.
That's important. And that's great. What part of Jamaica did you visit?
We went to Montego Bay. So we got a funny story related to our wedding. We were in 2014, we had a destination wedding. We were supposed to get married in Cabo in October. But if anybody knows, October is hurricane season. So it's a little bit risky. So 3 weeks before our wedding, Hurricane Odile hit in Cabo and pretty much shut the city down. And so within a 3 week notice, we had to totally rearrange our destination wedding. We had 40 guests. And so you talk about being stressful. It was pretty stressful. So we ended up getting married in Aruba. Still had a great time. Everybody had so much fun that they were like, look, we want to do this every year. So for every year, this is our fifth year, we go away for our anniversary, but we always have a group of people with us. So this year we had, it was 13 of us in Montego Bay, Jamaica, having a fantastic time.
That's awesome. I love Montego Bay. I actually had the opportunity to go there and I believe it was 2014.
Okay,
so
yes.
I had a great time there, and then we traveled over to Ocho Rios. So it's definitely a beautiful place, and I'm sure you guys enjoy the weather based on, I'm not sure where you're located, but I know here where I'm at in North Carolina, you were starting to feel, it's starting to feel like fall a little bit.
Right. So, same here in Detroit. It's feeling a little winterish almost. It was like 30 something degrees this morning.
Really?
So I was super happy to be in the sun, getting my vitamin D, relaxing, chilling, enjoying that good weather while I could.
I know you were. You look like you had a ball.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So let's jump right into, because I got to hear a little bit about your story, but of course I want you to share it with the listeners. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am, again, my name is Nicole Petaway. I'm happily married, as we talked about, for 4 years. I have two beautiful adult children. I call them the millennials. They're in their 20s. And you know, they make me very proud, very, very proud of those two, a son and a daughter, Kirsten and Kevin. And I am a health and wealth coach. That's my entrepreneurial profession. By day, I'm in IT in corporate America, in the project management field. And I've been in the corporate America space over 20 years. I'm in the process of really trying to transition into entrepreneurship on a full-time basis. But right now, you know, I'm splitting my time. But my passion is helping people with their money and with their health and wellness.
Awesome. I saw that you had a company called Health and Wealth Company.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So my company is called the Health and Wealth Company. And it's just that. It's about helping people take control of their money and taking control of their health, which are two of the most important things that we need, right? We need our bodies right. We need our money right. And so I work with people as a health and wealth coach who want to make a change to get both of those areas together. Not necessarily both. It could be one or the other. But I started this company because of my own personal journeys with health and my own personal journey with personal finance. You know, on the finance side, I fell into the trap of middle America. You know, I went to college, got my college degree, you know, got a good job. But then I came out of college with a lot of debt from student loans, right? So I came out of college with debt. I went and, you know, got a nice job. But then, you know, I bought a nice home. So I got more debt from having a home. Went and bought the luxury vehicle. So got debt from that. And created this expensive lifestyle, which is the trap that we fall into in middle America. And, you know, as a result, I started drowning in debt and was living from check to check, even though I made good money. And my husband was in a similar boat. He, too, was in a similar boat, went to college, college educated, making good money. But again, we went out and got these nice things, these what I call liabilities. And, you know, we found ourselves in debt. So, you know, for me, it was about figuring out, how do I change the situation? How do I switch things up? So things that I learned, I said, I'm going to, you know, try to help other people, because I learned what I call the secrets of the wealthy. And I think other people need this information as well. Then on the health side, so I started in the finance side, you know, back in 2016. But then in 2017, on the health side, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that journey of trying to overcome breast cancer, I learned about alternative ways to do it without the traditional treatment of like chemo and radiation. And so, you know, I was passionate already about finances, and then I became passionate about health and wellness and dealing with my own journey of breast cancer. And so in both of those journeys, it would have been nice to have someone like a coach to help me take control of my finances, help me take control of my health, and guide me without me having to scramble and figure it out on my own. So I became the person that I needed by starting a health and wealth company. And my motto is, get your money right, get your body right.
Okay, I love it. And yes, you are correct. Those are the two most important things. And I think just in general, sometimes we can struggle with one or maybe both. But again, it's great to have coaches like you that's able to coach people through their circumstances. So why is health and wealth important to you? Like, we have kind of have an idea why it's important, but why is it important to you?
Well, one of the things that on the wealth side, you know, when I realized that 7 out of 10 people don't even have $1,000 in the bank in the United States, which is the richest country in the world, that made me realize that there's something backwards and upside down with our society. We're the richest country in the world, yet most people are broke. And so, you know, I looked at my own situation. While I wasn't necessarily broke, I wasn't thriving like I needed to be. And so to me, that became really important. Like, I need to be a voice. And God blessed me with the ability to reach people and touch people. So I'm just using my God-given talents to reach out to people on the wealth side. And then on the health side, you know, when I looked at my situation with cancer, 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer at some point in their life. And 1 in 3 people in general at some point in their life will get cancer. And that's not even including things like heart disease, which is the number one killer in the U.S., or diabetes or other types of chronic illnesses. So we have a sick nation. Not only are we a broke nation, but we're also a sick nation. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was like, okay, I've experienced personally both of these scenarios, and I've learned some things that can help people turn it around if you're in that, or prevent it, especially when it comes to health and wellness. So that's why it's so important, is that we're in a nation where people are sick. You know, everybody knows somebody who has cancer and lost a loved one or someone they know to cancer or to heart disease. You know, everybody knows somebody that's broke, you know, 7 out of 10 people, less than $1,000. So we got some serious issues going on. So I feel like, you know, my God-given position is to help people in both of those areas.
Yes. So I have a side question, and you said something that's very interesting to me. You said 7 out of 10 people in the U.S. don't even have $1,000 in their bank account. Why do you think that's so? And is it because we're living above our means? Or like you've stated before, you know, we may have this good job, but then we buy all of these things and now we're drowned in debt.
So oh, yeah.
Is it kind of like just poor management, money management skills, you know, like skills? Or I know within our culture in the Black community, we're not really taught anything financially, like financial wise.
Right.
And so could
right.
that be the case? Like, that's interesting.
Oh, most definitely. And I'm going to tell you this, it is by design that we are not taught personal finance in school. Money is one of the most important things, yet money is not part of a curriculum in school. We really should be learning about money in elementary school, you know, because it's something that is the very fabric of our lives, is having money to be able to live. And so it's by design. You know, when you aren't aware of really how to take advantage of capitalism, because that's the society that we live in, where you can capitalize, then you get taken advantage of. So big business capitalizes on our lack of knowledge. And, you know, we look at the markets and the advertising, and everything is designed to take your money. Everything is designed to take your money. And so it's all about people coming after you, and it's a competition of who can get your money. And so we fall victim to that because we don't understand truly how money works and what finance is about. And so that's why I'm so passionate about this, because I like to educate people on how to make it work for you. But in order to win in the game of finance, you got to understand the rules. And most people don't understand the rules. And so that's where I come in, to educate people on the rules of finance, so that you can then apply those and not be taken advantage of, and find yourself in position where, you know, you got bad credit, you don't have money in the bank, you know, you're not taking advantage of it, and learn what the wealthy have been doing for years. I call it, again, the secrets of the wealthy, because it is kind of a secret. It's there, but it's not anything that's widely shared. And so most people don't understand it. And we go through our lives struggling. Well, health is the essence of life. Without your health, nothing else matters. And I learned that the hard way, because, you know, again, you know, I spent my time moving up the corporate chain, mid-level management, making really good money. And then I got into entrepreneurship and my business started growing. So I spent a lot of time focusing on improving myself, you know, financially, but to the detriment of my health. And I wasn't taking care of myself like I needed to. And so what happened? Okay, I was diagnosed with cancer. So it forced me to pause. Because guess what? You can have all the money in the world, but if you're healthy and if you're sick, or if you're faced with your own mortality where you're facing death, money means absolutely nothing. Riches and material things mean absolutely nothing. So while it's great to strive to be successful in our businesses, be successful in our careers, we cannot do it at the expense of our health. Unfortunately, that's what happens. And I learned that the hard way. So what I had to do is take control of my health. And I had to kind of put things on pause and say, wait a minute, I got to put this on pause for a second to focus on getting my health together, because I'm no good for anybody or anything if I'm sick. And so, you know, I figured out a blueprint for me to heal so that I could have vibrant health. Not just overcoming the breast cancer, but maintaining a vibrant, healthy lifestyle so that, you know, I can continue. And so these same blueprints that I came up with influenced me to help people, because, again, it was through divine intervention that said, Nicole, you know, you not only need to heal yourself, but you also need to be a mouthpiece and help other people and make sure that the level of awareness is there. And so that's what spun into the entrepreneurship side, saying, okay, you've been working in corporate America for over 20 years helping businesses. Now it's time for you to help people. So I call it Nicole 2.0, you know, from an IT term. It's the next version of me, which is focused on helping individuals. And so, you know, again, it's based on my own journey and my own struggles. Now I know, having gone through it, what to do, and I can help other people.
I want to thank you. I think a lot of times when we go through certain things, we don't really like to share it, but us sharing it may help someone along the way. While doing some research, I ran across your live explaining your journey for breast cancer awareness, which includes 7 days and 7 action steps. Could you give us more insight on that?
Yes. So Cancer Awareness Month. And so many people are, you know, wearing the pink. You got the marches, you got the races, you got the walks, you got professional sports teams wearing pink. So it's a big deal right now. But what I wanted to do is I wanted people to know the real deal on breast cancer awareness and how to prevent or overcome breast cancer. In my journey, I learned some things that's not mainstream, that's not popular, and some of the information, you know, that's being put out here in the month of October, you know, it's just more to it than what's being talked about. So for me, it was like, you know what? I need to educate people. So what I've started is a 7 day and 7 action step Facebook Live, 7:30 p.m. each day, starting yesterday, all the way up through next Wednesday, I believe it is, going live on my Facebook page to cover several different areas for prevention and awareness, along with 7 action steps that people can take right now, like right now, to reduce their risk of breast cancer. And a lot of what I'm talking about is things that I didn't know, but that I learned in my journey, but I want to make sure people understand it. And a lot of it is things that are not mainstream. They're not common. People don't think about them. They don't know. So again, my job is to enlighten people and make sure that they're aware of it and give some value and share my journey and my experience with overcoming breast cancer. Because I don't think I mentioned this, you know, a year later after my diagnosis, you know, I have no evidence of cancer in my body, and I was able to do it without chemo or without radiation. And I feel wonderful. I've lost 80 pounds. I was considered obese, you know, a year ago. I've lost 80 pounds. I'm down to my high school weight again. And, you know, I just feel marvelous. I feel better now than I did prior to the diagnosis, because I really turned my lifestyle around. And so some of the things that I did is what I'm sharing over these next 7 days.
Well, I think that's amazing. I might need to get your secret on losing 80 pounds. That's amazing.
It's real simple. I didn't do anything fancy. It's some real simple things that I did, but you know, I did it because it was, you know, for me, it was a life or death situation. And I just did not want the other alternatives that were presented to me. So it was like, I need to take control of my health and get myself together. And that's what I did.
Congratulations. Kudos to you. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
My next question is, if you could say something to encourage that individual battling breast cancer or just any cancer in general, what would you say to them?
Well, first thing I would say is breast cancer, or any cancer for that matter, is not a death sentence. If you receive a diagnosis and if you're battling with it, you do not have to feel like your life is over. And you have options. You have alternatives to consider to overcome cancer, no matter what stage it is. Some people feel like even with a stage 4 diagnosis, which is the late stage, that is nothing you can do. Just because the doctors say it's nothing that you can do does not mean that there is nothing you can do. There are still alternatives for you to consider. So I tell everybody, number one, don't rush into any kind of treatment. Don't allow anybody to rush you without first doing your research. Get educated. You know, we, unfortunately, we kind of just go by whatever we're being told, but we have to take control of our health. And so with something that's life-threatening, you need to do your research. You need to understand what it is you're dealing with and what options and choices you have, and then take control of your health. And once you learn, and I always say learn, then do, because it's not just learning, but it's also acting on what you learn. Then you can take steps to deal with what you have to do. But it's not just playing the victim. You're not the victim. And there's things that you can do to turn it around. And it's not a, you know, just the luck of the draw. You can turn it around. You can overcome it. I did it. And so can you. That's what I would tell people, is it's something that you can overcome and rebound from. It doesn't have to be a death sentence. Unfortunately, most people don't know that. And they, you know, they kind of just go through the motions without taking control of their health. And so you kind of become the victim. But I'm saying be the victor, not the victim.
I like
and you
that.
Can do that. And that's part of what I do, is to help people become the victor,
awesome,
not the
awesome.
Victim.
Well, you guys heard it from the best. You heard it from Mrs. Nicole Pettaway herself. So before you leave, we want to know if you have any social media handles, any, you know, anything you have coming up, any events, or if you have any websites or links you would like to share, please share them with us. We definitely want to follow you, follow your journey, follow your company, and support you as well. So please share those things with us.
Thank you. Thank you. So you can find me. My website is thehealthandwealthcompany.com. If you go to my website, I have a free download for the 7 keys to vibrant health and how I use them to heal breast cancer. So, again, that's not just for cancer. It's for anybody who's dealing with any sort of chronic illness or looking for prevention. So that's thehealthandwealthcompany.com. You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is The Health and Wealth Coach. That's The Health and Wealth Coach on Instagram. And my Facebook page, my business page, is The Health and Wealth Company. The Health and Wealth Company is my Facebook business page. And you'll be able to, if you go to my Facebook business page, you'll be able to see the Facebook Lives that I'll be posting there this week. So that's something that I'm doing for the next 6 days, is going live, and I'm dropping some straight knowledge.
We all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you'll do with it. Until then, live a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and love a little bit more. This your girl, Gigi. Keep your head up. The sky's the limit.